With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel is pounding targets once again in the southern Gaza Strip today, intensifying a renewed offensive and ending a week-long truce with Hamas.
Heavy Israeli airstrikes hit parts of southern Gaza overnight, lighting up the dark sky. One of the targets was Khan Yunis, where members of the Hamas leadership are believed to be hiding. Hamas accused Israel of waging a genocidal war. Across Gaza, hospitals already under pressure were struggling to cope with a large number of casualties, many of them children. The UN says no aid convoys entered Gaza from Egypt yesterday, and there's no guarantee any delivery will happen today.
And that is the BBC's Hugo Bachego reporting. In the nation's capital, a judge has ruled against former President Trump in his federal election case.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan knocked down Trump's argument that he's shielded from prosecution because the actions he took in his failed bid to remain in the White House fell within his duties as commander-in-chief. In a ruling, Chutkan wrote, "The office of the president does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass," adding, "Former presidents enjoy no special conditions on their federal criminal liability."
That is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck on Saturday off the coast of southern Philippines, the island of Mindanao in particular. A tsunami warning was issued. Los Angeles police today are searching for a suspect in the fatal shooting of three homeless people in separate incidents around the city last month. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass addressed the shooter directly in comments on KABC-TV.
Responsible, we will find you, we will catch you, and you will be held accountable.
Each victim was shot as they slept on the streets. This is SRN News. Europeans, by and large, are giving up on the idea of the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%, in Germany, 39%, and 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable with that. The persecution of believers in India is on the rise already, but it does tend to peak during election years when unscrupulous politicians try to score points with some voters, inciting radical Hindus. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric is expected. This is SRN News. Russia's Interior Ministry has added the spokesman of U.S. tech company Meta to its wanted list.
Russian state and independent media first reported on Andy Stone's inclusion last week. The news came weeks after Russia classified Meta as extremist. That designation opens the way for possible criminal proceedings against those using its networks. The Interior Ministry's database doesn't specify the charges against Stone, stating only that they are criminal.
The first woman to sit on the Supreme Court has died.
Sandra Day O'Connor made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. She often was the swing vote in closely divided cases during her tenure. In a statement, the Supreme Court said O'Connor died of complications related to advanced dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and a respiratory illness. O'Connor was 93.
That's Greg Clugson reporting. More details at SRNnews.com.